It's Tuesday, January 14, and with your news at 8 a.m., I am Leonard Vidbian. NamWater reports a slight increase in key dam levels across the country due to ongoing rainfall. Vonbach Dam rose to 23.9, Omatako 2.6, and Friedenau Dam to 46.1%. Spokesperson Lot Damanomata says projections indicate continued rainfall until March, enhancing water security for the country.
Following the recent rains, the key dams across the country have indeed recorded positive inflows, strengthening that is water security for household, agriculture and industry, and specifically some adjustments that we have seen in the Vonbach Dam, Matako Dam, as well the Nakatal Dam and Hardap Dam, amongst other dams as well. So this increase is just highlight indeed the critical impact of the recent rainfall on the nation's water resources, and so this is indeed a positive development. However, regardless of these gains, we encourage Namibians to remain vigilant, to practice water conservation.
Four entities, including Finatech Technologies and Mindex Virtual Asset Exchange, received a six-month provisional authorization from the Bank of Namibia. In a press release, Bonds Kadembire Demburuka indicated operations depend on regulatory compliance. Sonia Namadiko is the Stakeholder Engagement Officer for Strategic Communications and International Relations at the regulator.
The regulatory authorization process involves a two-step approach. Upon completing the assessment, a provisional license is issued with specific pre-authorization conditions, and once those conditions have been satisfied, only then can a full operational license be granted.
South Africa's 15 billion rand Westtown project near Durban is praised by Public Works Minister Dean McPherson as a model for economic recovery. McPherson underscored the need for similar initiatives nationwide to stimulate growth, create jobs and improve infrastructure. The development has already created over 1,000 construction jobs and is expected to provide 8,500 permanent positions.
We are really targeting hundreds of thousands of more jobs to be created in that sector this year, and that's only going to be done between partnerships. To consider that it's the single biggest investment since the World Cup is truly astonishing. And I think it's also a wake-up call that it's taken so long to get something like this going.
On the continent, Barrick Gold announced it will suspend mining operations in Mali after the government seized 3 metric tons of gold from Lolu Gunkoto complex valued at $245 million. Reuters says the gold was reportedly flown out by helicopter over the weekend, and in a letter to the government, Barrick Gold stated it is now compelled to temporarily shut down the mines. To the United States, where a district court judge is allowing a partial release of a special report into the case against President-elect Donald Trump and an attempt to block the peaceful transfer of power 4 years ago. Reporting for us from Washington is Caroline Malone.
After much back and forth, Judge Eileen Cannon on Monday has allowed the release of Special Prosecutor Jack Smith's report. The 5-page ruling pushed back on an attempt by Mr. Trump and his lawyers to block its release. First, the report will be transferred to lawyers, and next up is a January 17th hearing about a report on classified documents. That's a case in which Trump is deemed to have kept secret papers from his last time as president at his Florida home. Caroline Malone, Washington.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.